Good morning, a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Vireo Health is preparing to expand their Johnstown grow facility and Vireo, a medical marijuana supplier.
Yeah, so we have a story today by our business editor, John Cropley, that this group, Vireo Health, that's been doing this medical marijuana in Fulton County for the past 5 years or so. They said yesterday in a video presentation to investors that they're planning to capitalize on New York State's new legalization of producing and selling marijuana, recreational marijuana in New York State. So yesterday the announcement was that they're really bullish on the recreational marijuana market. And so what they're going to do is they're going to exercise a $1.3 million option to buy 97 acres right next to their existing growing facility out in Fulton County. And they say what they're doing is that even though the regulations aren't all set in New York State yet, they're planning to, you know, look forward on this, and they're going to get going and building a big warehouse and a production facility upwards of 200,000 square feet. You know, they say the New York State market looks to be a lucrative one, and they want to be ready when it opens.
From there to a story that'll make your head shake. It has to do with unemployment benefits during the pandemic and a guy living the life of luxury.
Yeah, this is something we don't see every day. So yesterday, the Schenectady County District Attorney announced the prosecution of a Malta man from Saratoga County who, they say, admitted to stealing more than $140,000 in unemployment benefits. And this was all the past year and plus during the pandemic when a lot of people were legitimately applying for these unemployment benefits. But this young man, a 23-year-old Matt Baldwin, apparently applied in a number of different names. He took out a number of different fraudulently obtained identities and was able to amass all this money. The district attorney said he was living the life of luxury, and he was making a whole bunch of risky stock bets, apparently, during this time. And so they finally caught up with him, and the DA, Bob Carney, credits his financial investigators and prosecutors for, you know, digging through records and being able to track this back to him and piecing things together. And they were able to get him to plead guilty this week to second-degree grand larceny. And he's going to pay back most of the money. He's already relieved some of the cash and some expensive items that he bought with this ill-gotten money. He was sentenced to 20 months to 5 years in state prison. So they're holding him accountable. But it was a shocking case of somebody abusing the system.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. Read more at dailygazette.com. Miles, thank you.
Thank you, David.